This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio hideout designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories as we end week 12 of the national lockdown, at least for thus here in Michigan. Apple is tracking the looters. Dun-da-da-da. SpaceX, yes, on the back of a successful launch of the International Space Station with astronauts, launches another 60 satellites on a booster used for the fourth time. The FCC's extended a deadline for ISPs, and you're going to get a chuckle out of this and cry over your pocketbook. Facebook's going to block ads from state-controlled media like the Communist News Network, MSNBC. I'm just kidding. Hey, I want to welcome you to episode 1452 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, June 4th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. We're live once again at GeekNewsCentral.com/live. So if you want to check out the live show, you can do that via that page. It's all available there for you. So, or go to GeekNewsCentral.com/live, live.GeekNewsCentral.com. We're also live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Mixer, just about every place a podcast can be. And we, of course, want to thank all of you for being here and watching live. If you're live, make sure you say hello. It is greatly appreciated when you do so. That way we can to give you a little shout out back, just like Toby. Thanks for saying hi in the chat. And of course, we are available here directly. And for those of you brand new to the show, those of you are checking the show out for the very first time, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com. There's actually been a change on the website. You can now actually, and I don't recommend this, you can actually listen to the show on iHeartRadio. You can listen to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher, over on Blueberry, iHeartRadio, or listen via email. All those options are on the website to be able to subscribe to the show. Pick your preference. I would prefer you not listen to this show on Spotify or on iHeart. But if you like Spotify, it's just fine. We pick up the numbers no matter what. But again, if you're new, check the show out by going over to geeknewscentral.com. All the data is there about the podcast. We have great writers putting up content on a weekly basis as well. And you can subscribe to the newsletter while you're there. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to talk about during the show. You get an email with all the links to everything, and you have that there. Just tuck it away. You know, that digital storage doesn't cost you nothing anymore. So have that record for forevermore. Of course, you can listen again on blueberry.com or your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device. Say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And that's really kind of the best way to listen to a smart home device. Again, say that magic keyword and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. And go join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server. It's unfederated. It isn't like Twitter. You won't get banished. You won't get your feelings hurt or anything like that. It's a bunch of big boys on there. So definitely come over and hang out at geeknews.chat. What else? Hey, if you have a comment about today's show, you can contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or like I said, on Twitter as well, @geeknews. And you can follow me here on Facebook. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. That includes a GNC Week in Review, which is done by our executive producer, Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, the new media show co-hosted myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, the Podcast Legends show, which hasn't had an episode in a long time, but Podcast Insider at podcastinsider.com is a show I did this morning with the Blueberry team. So lots of opportunities. If you want to listen to me or watch me, you can do so via most of those shows. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Ohana means family. Welcome to the family here. And of course, the show originated out of Hawaii, but now is out of Coldwater. This is the longest running continuous show that is sponsored by a single company. And this really is truly an amazing feat. It is something that I'm very proud of. Our good friends at GoDaddy have been here now for 15 years. 15 years of continuous sponsorship of the show at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. It's where you can find all the deals, whether it be a 30% off new product purchase of $499.com, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, or free trial of GoDaddy website, builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. There's a deal there for someone. Get online, get your business started. This is the way to do it. And when you use one of our codes, it's just like an in-show donation. It's just like writing a check to the podcast. So definitely get over to GoDaddy. Share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. Cross-post on your social media this website address, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And every penny that you put into to donate or uses picking up products at GoDaddy, all that money comes back to the show and is used exclusively for the writer's salaries, paying the rent here, electricity, gas, anything else that's going on, insurance. My insurance bill's coming up here directly, and oh my God, that's insane. But everything you can do. And of course, hey, pick up a great product at GoDaddy. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy is the place to go. And we want to again thank them for being a really 15-year continuous sponsor of this show. We would not be here without them, to be frank. So Robert, Gerald, hi guys, how you doing? Two longtime friends there. And thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today is my birthday. Caden, thank you so much for saying hello and happy birthday as well. Appreciate it. I had a whole bunch of people say hello on my Facebook page today. I was quite surprised. It was nice. And thank you. So tonight, no cake. No cake or candles tonight. No celebration. But I did ask my mom if she would get me day-old chocolate cake. So hopefully tomorrow I can have some day-old chocolate cake. I had my kids call me today. Shoko called me today. And Natalie actually texted me with some information. I'm sitting on some information. And, of course, those of you who have been around for a little while know that my daughter's expecting her second child, which would be my second grandchild. I have to be very careful here because I almost spilled the beans. They know what the color blankets have to be. And I was told I can't say anything until the weekend. I guess she'll probably make some social media announcement. But yes, it's an equal, you know, there's an equal chance it's a boy, equal chance it's a girl. You know, who knows, right? I do. I know what it is. and I haven't even told anyone else in my family. And my mom's watching a show right now, and she's probably like, you know, you didn't tell me this afternoon. Actually, things were kind of busy around here, and I kind of forgot to tell you, Mom. But Natalie will announce directly, but we're excited. Thanksgiving, baby. So wouldn't that be kind of cool? We've got a Christmas baby. And would it be just ironic that she have the child on Thanksgiving Day? That'd be kind of weird timing for sure. But anyway, what else is in my notes here? I'm kind of ad-libbing here before we get into the content. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. And hey, thank you for those pictures. Actually, I should show these pictures, see if I can find them. So you guys remember, okay, can I show this? Probably. So remember back in, is it going to come up? There it is. Remember back in 2004 when I got hurt, when I broke my back? Was it 2004? Yeah, 2004. And here is the stairways to the water slide that I forever changed my life on. And right above the top where that gal is standing, that is very, very close where the incident went down, is where I didn't fall. I just kind of slipped and then hurt myself pretty bad. But that's the actual stairway. It's kind of funny. Daryl found those pictures, and I was going to see if I can show you the swimming pool of the location. Of course, it doesn't show where the water slide dumps out, Let's see, I'm waiting for the system to speed up. But yeah, there was the swimming pool, which I was excavated from, and then an ambulance came and picked me up and took me away. For those of you that are watching or listening to the show, you're like, what the heck is he talking about? But Daryl, thanks for sharing that, man. That was cool. We appreciate it. And anyway, so hey, Robert, you missed the 2 a.m. shows from Hawaii? Come on. Oh my God. It was 8 o'clock Hawaii standard time when I would start doing the shows. So I don't really miss that too much. But anyway, this has been a weird week, right? With all the craziness going on. And I hope you're all staying safe. And I hope that you're, I hope you're staying safe. And of course, you know, lots of conversation, I'm sure, in many households about what happened in Minneapolis and the tragedy there. And don't want to get too much of it in this show. We talk a little bit about it on the new media show on Wednesday. But yeah, it's been a rough week for a lot of people, a rough couple of weeks. But this week just blew by. It's been pretty fast. And I've just been head down. It's been busy, really, really busy. And it's nothing new. I'm always busy, right? You guys would actually have a heart attack if I wasn't. Probably I would too, literally. Things are nuts. But this weekend, maybe it won't be as crazy. So not as many projects on the table for the weekend. So maybe I'll get a little bit of a break on Sunday, potentially. So we'll see. So, Greg, you're just getting here at the beginning, man. And thanks for sending me that that item that you're sending me via mail from Aloha Land. So we ought to get caught up, Greg, on the phone sometime. We ought to have a chit chat, get a little scuttlebutt of what's happening in or not happening in Hawaii. But anyway, that's what's going on, and we'll get into the whole tech stack here now. And it's people like, oh, you're going to do your show on your birthday. I'm like, what else am I going to do? Yeah, you know, actually, there is a Chinese restaurant here in town. It's a buffet. Of course, it's been closed, but I was driving by it today, and I saw an open sign, and I called them, and I said, are you guys open, or what's the store? So we have takeout. So I went over there, and the food isn't, of course, you know, after living in Hawaii, getting Chinese food, and then Chinese food in Michigan, it's not the same. It really isn't. But it's not bad. It's a kind of like American-style Chinese buffet. And so I went in there tonight and got me a plate. And I'll be honest with you, I ate about a quarter of it. I was just like, that was a wasted $10. It just didn't resonate with me. So I don't know. I think we're all kind of in that, mode, but anyway, so that's what's going on here. And so tomorrow, maybe some cocktails or something. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the stack of stuff. Let me dig through. Hey, first things first is, as you would expect, someone's robbing an Apple store. And they've got all those display units out. Do you not think that Apple's not going to be tracking that? So iPhone stolen and lootings of Apple stores in the U.S. are tracked, disabled, and the local authorities are notified, according to messages displayed on the screens. And of course, Apple has temporarily closed some of its U.S. stores following a series of attacks amid protests over the death of George Floyd. So Apple said it did not comment on security managers. It's not clear whether the companies pass on location of stolen devices to any police forces. Why would they pass on the location of any of these phones to begin with? Because they haven't been doing hardly anything else to protect these businesses from being destroyed. And pictures on social media, though, confirm one image of a device posted to Twitter showed this message: please return to Apple Walnut Street. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted. And that store was in Philadelphia. It was one among those attacked and looted. Now, I wonder if they got in the back. What would happen if someone stole a MacBook or something? I wonder if they are able to track those devices in the store as well. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, if you think about hardware, phones, it seems like it's pretty, it'd be pretty easy to track. But then again, what's the chance that any stolen computers have the same type of tracking on it? That is not being talked about. So I bet you a lot of companies wish they'd have some tracking on stuff. Today, SpaceX is fresh off its historic crewed launch to set the two Air Force astronauts, Bob and Doug, to the International Space Station. Didn't take any time to celebrate. They launched another batch of Starlink satellites, and it did it with the most reused rocket in history. It sent it up with a stage that's been shot four times. So if you think about that, they've used that first stage four times. Now, at some point, let's just kind of go over this. At some point, that first stage, which is put under intense stress, might go boom. But core B1049 has survived four previous launches. Oh, so this is the fifth. Two previous Starlink launches, a mission to deploy the Telstar 18V satellite and a load of Iridium NEXT satellites. So, and it did land on the drone ship once again. So this is the fourth or fifth launch of that rocket. That's pretty impressive. Now, SpaceX on its Starlink is up over 400 of these mini satellites now, and they say they need about 800. They can start operating a little bit on minimum areas at 400, but they need to get to about 800 of these satellites in the air to really bring in the broadband. And I'm excited to see this really kind of make way. Maybe a year from now, potentially, I could be on Starlink at the house and not have to be suffering such bad internet speeds. Now, only time will tell whether or not that deployment's going to work out okay or not. Next thing up, FCC. Now, how many of you have equipment that you bought yourself? In other words, you bought a modem, you've bought a TiVo, or whatever it may be. The FCC's extended deadline for ISPs to quit charging customers who use their own equipment. The companies can keep charging you for equipment you don't have until December 20th. This is an extension. This is a dirty little trick that they do, that they've done, but they can continue to charge you for a device rental fee, even if you have your own equipment. So many of you have turned your own equipment back in, and they're still charging you for this. So a law barring the practice was set to go into effect on June 20th, but the FCC has extended the deadline due to the pandemic. This is why would that need to be extended? I guess everything else is being extended. Why not that, right? So the Truth in Billing Requirements of the Television Viewer Protection Act, TVPA of 2019. Again, they're not going to, they can keep charging you this until December 20th. So extra $4 or $5 it's on your bill, will remain there for those of you that are being whacked at that thing. Hey, so one thing too, I got pretty sunburned on Saturday, and it was starting to happen on Monday a little bit. I could feel my head starting to constrict. Well, I've been putting as much lotion as I can on my head, but right now when I rub the top of my head, it feels like snakeskin. I've been shedding quite a bit, shedding layers of skin. So one of the downfalls of not paying attention to having a bald head and being out in the sun too much. So I'm now stocked up on SPF 50 to lather my head in next time I go out so I don't get, my noggin doesn't get fried. But in the meantime, I'm getting a fresh layer of skin and making its way to the top, which will be obviously more susceptible to burning. But anyway, it's kind of funny. All right, Facebook is going to block ads from state-controlled media entities in the United States. So Facebook said Thursday will begin blocking state-controlled media outlets from buying advertising in the United States this summer. It's also rolling out a new set of labels to provide users with transparency around ads and posts from state-controlled outlets. Outlets that feel wrongly labeled can appeal the process. So basically, The types of state-backed media links that U.S. users will see labels on will include outlets like Russia's Sputnik, China's People's Daily, Iran, TASM News Agency, and others. Facebook says the list is dynamic. They're working with experts around the world to continue to evaluate the list of outlets classified as state-backed. So would that be CNN, MSNBC, CIA-controlled ABC? Would those also be labeled as state-controlled? Just a joke. Calm down. But there is good rumors that over the years that CIA has fed ABC lots of news stuff. So anyway, but outlets that are labeled as state-backed won't be able to buy ads to promote their content to users in the United States. And the purpose of labeling these outlets is obviously very, very clear. And they're trying to basically get ready for a very contentious election campaign. It's going to be a wild ride because things are going to get real nasty. I just can see it already. And people are already losing their doggone minds. So it's going to be an interesting presidential election season. Probably all of us are going to be sick of it by the time it's all over. But anyway, everyone's trying to influence everyone, right? So that's the way it goes. Hey, Kim. Hey, Vernon. Thanks for checking in and saying happy birthday. Definitely appreciate it. Very much so. So do you think any U.S. media agencies should be labeled as state-controlled? I guess when the Republicans are in office, people will say that Fox is state controlled. And when there is a Democrat in office, people will say that CNN is state controlled or MSNBC, which I think is a DNC control. I don't know. I am sure it depends on your perspective. But anyway, just turn all that crap off and you'll be much healthier having done so, all right? Guarantee your stress level will come down. Your anxiety level will come down. You'll be much calmer. Hey, Google says state-backed hackers are targeting. Oh, that's interesting. So the Google Home is having problem connecting the internet, and somehow what I just said triggered. Oh, I said Google. It could hear me from here in the studio. It could hear me 20 feet away. Don't tell me those devices aren't listening. But anyway, Google says state-backed hackers are targeting Trump and Biden campaigns. Campaign staffs have received phishing attempts from China and Iran-based hackers. Oh, you think? So, again, sent phishing scams attempting to personal email accounts of campaign staff. According to Google, there are no signs that the attempts were successful, and Google has notified both campaigns. So they're trying to get people to click on stuff so they can get into servers and do all kinds of nasty stuff like they did potentially in the last election. Of course, the Democrats got hacked big time. The DNC servers did by somebody. So hopefully these campaigns are on point, and we'll make sure that they don't get attacked again. But the full statement by Google read just like this, and let me put it up on the screen for those of you watching. We can confirm that our threat analysis group recently saw phishing attempts from a Chinese group targeting the personal email accounts of the Biden campaign staff and an Iranian group targeting the personal email accounts of the Trump campaign staff. We didn't see evidence that these attempts were successful. We sent the targeted users our standard government-backed attack warning and referred this information to federal law enforcement. We encourage campaign staff to use extra protection for their work and personal emails, and we offer security resources such as Advanced Protection Program and free security keys for qualifying campaigns. So I wonder what that invokes. Wouldn't you like to get the information on that? I think that would be kind of cool to know what they really provide. And again, if you haven't checked in today, make sure you say hello. Definitely appreciate it when you do. That's always nice. I can see who's watching. If you're on YouTube tonight, I do check over there once in a while, so make sure you say hello on YouTube as well. That's that. All right, next up, how to make your Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok and other social media accounts go private. Now, from time to time, people do stupid stuff. There was a gal in California, some Instagram influencer. Someone was putting plywood up against a building. They were basically protecting it from looters. And she was caught on video on Twitter. She was caught going up asking the worker if she could borrow the drill. And then she pretended and posed for a picture as if she was helping secure this building. And I don't know what she posted. She was well known, called out, basically has had to shut down her accounts because she's, you know, she was virtual signaling, I guess is the best, maybe the best word. Maybe it isn't the best word to use, but she was a BLM, you know, Black Lives Matter type of stuff. And she was white and doing this. And obviously it didn't go over well. But anyway, I got a great article. If you find yourself in trouble and you need to make your Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and other social media accounts private, we have the quick guide to take yourself off the air so that you don't embarrass yourself too far. There probably should be an instruction on how to delete your account in an emergency like that. But remember, once things go up on the internet, people will take screenshots and you're done. And if you're a politician, you can't delete your tweets now and stuff. You did know that, right? Okay. People rarely change their passwords after a data breach. My bank drives me crazy. I've got like the most absurd, complex password that you could ever imagine. It's not written down anywhere. It's generated by an application. And they still make me change my bank password like every 45 days. It's really super annoying. It happened this afternoon. Most services never make us change our passwords at all. I know some of you, in order to remember passwords, have some sort of system. And when you have a system and you're not using a randomly generated password and you're using a system and a site is breached, and let's just say you use maybe, let's say, a 13-letter password, and you only change the last three digits of that password for each site that you're on. And maybe there's something from the site that triggers you to do some sort of, you know, some way to remember how, you know, what the password for this site is. But if you're using that same named sequence and they get one, they're going to get you all. They're going to look at that password and they're going to say, oh, this, look at this idiot. Look what he or she is doing. Let's try this email on the bank account or on Facebook or on Twitter. And next thing you know, you're without an account because you're using a system to store your passwords. This is bad, 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 bad. And it's only a matter of time before you get bit. It might not be now, but it might be 3 years from now. So if you are using a system and your email password sequence has been breached on one site, you have to change all your passwords on every site that's important to you. You really, really do. And if you're not, you've been forewarned. You've listened to this show. So you have to take this changing password seriously following data breaches. And if you're using a system, now, I'm not saying don't use a new system, but I've got the point now where I use a randomly generated, I've used a system to create the password, which is supposed to be random. So anyway, that's what's going on. You guys aren't following proper security procedures. General Motors reportedly working on a electric delivery van. Okay. They're following the steps of Ford and Mercedes-Benz. Have they shown a picture of what this thing's going to mock up, what it's going to look like? No. But it's just going to be a van, right? So how many designs can they have for a van? It's going to be called the BV-1. It will enter production in late 2021. The van will be powered by an Ultium battery platform that GM revealed in early March and will share components with the company's forthcoming electric pickup trucks and SUVs. The source also said the van will be built at GM's Detroit Hamtramck plant. So electric vehicles coming to a Detroit factory, not surprising there, but we'll see what these electric delivery vans turn out to be. Amazon, this is a pretty big deal because Slack has gotten no growth, largely no growth since the pandemic. But Amazon has announced it's going to license Slack for all employees while Slack will adopt AWS video calling tech. Now, I did a video call today on Slack with one of my team members, and we were on for about 45 minutes. It was just my marketing coordinator and me having a discussion, and it was good. But I guess Slack's going to draw on the underlying technology for Amazon Web Services Chime video calling service. In return, employees of Amazon. Oh, wasn't that nice? Wait to see what just popped up in the middle of my screen. This is off CNBC.com. And for those of you that are watching, look at this. A big Kroger ad just popped up. Kroger weekly ad valid from June 30th to June 19th. Go ahead and click and create a shopping list. Isn't that beautiful? Interactive. Let me go ahead and click on the asparagus here. Oh, it added it. It added it to. So let me click about 10 things. We need a bottle of Hennessy. We need some. I'm sure I am targeting myself here. I better only click on stuff I'll actually use. Let me take the Hennessy off the list. So what does it do then? Is it give you a shopping list? Of course, it then gives you a shopping list that you can print and take. Now, that was pretty smart on Kroger's part. Now, how did it pop up in the first place? Oh, I hovered over the ad too long with my mouse. Isn't that pretty what happened there? Uh-huh. Okay, so that was kind of an interesting interactive ad. It interrupted my news commentary of the AWS and Slack or Amazon and Slack alliance. So a new way to shop. I haven't seen that before. That was pretty slick. So I'm sure it's just collected all my information, sent it back to Kroger, and I'll be getting stuff in the mail for Kroger for the next, 10 years. So anyway, going back to this news article, the alliance will help both companies battle Microsoft, whose Teams communication service has grown. I'm not a big Teams user. I'm not impressed with Teams. Slack has done really, really well, but Slack hasn't really had a big bump because I think a lot of people are already on Slack. There wasn't people to move to Slack from the pandemic because we are all on it already. Now, if you see what I just did, I just bumped that bottle of water. Now, if that had been a little closer, I'd have had water on the screen. An encrypted messaging app Signal, I think we talked about this in a recent show, has added facial recognition protection for protesters. So Signal adds a blur tool that can obscure faces. So you can take a picture of a protester or a rioter or whatever and flip a switch, and it will blur those individuals' faces so that you can send a message to someone else so that that picture cannot be used against the people. Now, they're saying that it's just basically protect the identities of people that are demonstrating. Now, I'm going to be kind of frank here. With as much as this going on, you don't think that every camera that's available in cities has not already been using facial recognition on people that are in the crowds? I don't think there's anything wrong with people that are peacefully demonstrating. But what if they're taking that peaceful demonstration images, cataloging it, and then if someone's got a specific type of t-shirt on, and then later that night, they're able to, because of the facial recognition, track that this person with this t-shirt and this same face is the person that's throwing a brick through a store, I just would imagine that that technology being used. But a lot of these instigators are wearing all black hoodies, face mask, perfect time for face mask, by the way, and doing their thing. So the real perpetrators of doing naughty stuff probably are already got their face obscured as much as possible. But anyway, this is something that Signal has done as part of its messaging encryption and protection of their users. Scientists have spotted a special and familiar Earth-like planet with a sun-like star. Okay, this is kind of stupid. Do you guys catch that headline? Scientists spot special and familiar Earth-like planet with a sun-like star. Stars are suns, right? Last time I checked, there's not a star in existence that isn't a sun of some sort. Well, they say it's a likely exoplanet in the Kepler-160 system, reminds scientists of home. And this thing is 3,000 light years away. A study led by astrophysicists Rene Heller and Max Planck of the Institute of Solar System Research in Germany investigated the planets, which is, again, located around Kepler-160. The data shows a likely exoplanet there. An exoplanet is a planet that's located outside of our own solar system and may enjoy a very Earth-like relationship with its star. So they describe this letter designation. There's a planet. There's exoplanets being called KOI-456.04 is more than just another potential habitable world, saying the light from its star is very much like the daylight seen on our home planet. The exoplanet's orbital period is also similar to Earth's. So this is our twin. KOI-456.04 is bigger than Earth, but still less than twice the size of our own planet. So as soon as we figure out how we can jump on a starship and go 3,000 light years and still survive the trip, maybe we can go visit this thing. But at least for now, it's in the catalog and they can kind of figure it out. Hey, again, if you're watching on Facebook, you haven't checked in, please check in, say hello. Definitely appreciate it when you do. Same thing on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, we definitely want you to say hi. Appreciate it when you do so. This is not a surprise. Amazon has been sued over their warehouse safety conditions after COVID-19 related death. So the warehouses are, quote unquote, supposedly the perfect breeding ground for a coronavirus outbreak, according to AndroidCentral.com. So at least one employee contracted COVID-19 from its warehouses, leading to a death. The company also faced similar legal issues in France. And by the way, I did a check today. My county has 123 confirmed cases with two deaths. And that is, we went from 52 to 123 over about 5 or 6 weeks. So that's where my county is with the number of infections. But anyway, so Amazon is getting sued. This is not surprising at all. How many of you have power bricks? I have 3, 4, maybe 5 power bricks. And I seem like they're all in a different state of being charged. I got one in the car, you know, and even though I've got USB plug-ins there, the bricks seem to charge faster. And I've got, two in the loft, one here in the office. And, but a good reminder here, for many of us, we're just getting into summer. More electricity use. I've been running the AC here in the studio all day. Going to have storms, lightning, tornadoes, you name it. So keep a fully charged phone power bank at home. You know, keep that thing charged up. I get the big ones, the 10 and 12,000 MAUs. It'll charge a cell phone 5, 6, 7, 8 times. But if you got a brick, keep them charged up because you just never know with the craziness going on in the world before someone, you know, throws a brick at a power plant or a power substation or cuts the... You just don't know what's going to happen with the crazy stuff that's going on right now, including just normal brownouts when energy supplies can't keep up with demand. So, keep those bricks charged. And, I like having, in a go kit, if you've got a situation where you're in a hurricane zone, keep one or two in a go kit. We knew this is going to happen. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for being on. Thank you for the happy birthday wish as well. We knew this was going to happen. CDT, the Center for Democracy and Technology, appears to be the first out of the gate in suing the president to block his executive order in Section 230. In the aftermath of the executive order being issued, some people don't even know if this is going to be possible, if this is because there really isn't a lot of meat to that executive order, but they're just basically saying this was retribution on Twitter. And we've talked about Section 230 at length on this show already. I've gave you guys resources to go look at yourself to understand what Section 230 does. I actually was having a discussion with someone in England a couple of days ago, and they were just like flipping out about what the president did with this Section 230, and they thought they were trying to silence Twitter and all this stuff. And I said, in the United States, we have a unique law. Please go read it on our EFF site and read that. And after they read it, they came back to me and said, yeah, the opinion changed. It flipped on its head. And because they just didn't understand the protection Section 230 had given Twitter and Facebook and all these other groups. But you know, that story is not over. We'll see what happens in the forthcoming months and potentially years ahead for Section 230. But it takes the Congress to do something. The president really can only do so much. A small ISP has canceled DataCat permanently after reviewing pandemic usage. Now, I want you to kind of pay attention. This is over on Ars Technica. And I'm going to destroy this. Antiam, A-N-T-I-E-T-A-M, Antiam Broadband, small regional ISP, has canceled caps. Comcast and AT&T have only waived caps through June 30th. Now, this intrigued me, and I read quite a bit of this article. And listen to this statement. The decision to permanently drop the cap was made partly because of learnings from the COVID-19 pandemic as more people worked and learned remotely. Antiam explained, during this period, customers moved into broadband packages that more accurately reflected their broadband needs. Like most other ISPs, Antiam charges different prices based on speed tiers as measured in a per bits per second, with Antiam's advertised download speeds ranging up to 1 gig. So what they found, people started to have to work from home. They got the kids at home. Everyone's there. The whole family's there. They're all using internet, and they didn't have enough broadband. So what did they do? They called them and upgraded their packages. All right. So they're making a lot more money because everyone's upgraded their packages. Well, what happens when moms and dads go back to the office and kids eventually go back to school? There isn't going to be this huge demand for broadband. So are they going to lower their plans? And then Antiam going to say, oh, okay, you're not paying us enough now. So we are going to have to enact caps again. I think it's a little telling here when they said, well, when people bought the higher broadband speeds, oh, now we got enough money, we don't have to enact the caps anymore. U.S. residents have been using more internet data, of course, since March. Now, Antiam had imposed its data caps in 2015, charging a $10 overage fee for each additional block of 50 gigs. Ridiculous. The monthly caps range from 500 gigs to 1.5 terabytes per month, except for gigabit fiber plans that already included unlimited data. So gigabit fiber, what is that? Probably 1 gig internet, right? So Comcast and AT drop caps, but not permanently. They're going to go back to their caps on June 30th. I got a message from Verizon. I had downgraded all my, I canceled my Verizon MiFi and only kept a Verizon plan for one of my iPads. And they had given me an extra 15 gigs and say, you better use it, it's going to lose it. And I'm like, well, I'm not using too much, you know, I'm on Wi-Fi a lot. So these deals are being put on the shelf. They're soon to end. At the same time, I heard here in my local town that they are now going to be starting to turn the power off of people that haven't been able to pay. And I thought, it's a little bit early. People aren't back to work yet. And you're going to, and probably the people that can't least afford to pay their bill are the ones that are probably not back at work yet. So they're going to start doing disconnections again here in a few weeks. So we'll see what happens in my little town on how many people that didn't pay their electricity bill, they're all of a sudden going to have no electricity. Runny nose, apologize. It's from the Red Bull. Red Bull always gives me a runny nose. Hulu will stop working on some older Roku devices starting later this month. So if you've got an older Roku, what version? The affected models are released in 2012 or earlier, so quite an old one. I've got some of those in some boxes somewhere. Includes Roku players with a model number between 2400 and 3100 and Roku streaming sticks with a model number 3420 or earlier. Now, my Roku streaming sticks go with me when I travel. And I travel someplace when I was just anywhere I would go on travel, I'd have a Roku stick with me or a Fire stick for Amazon as well. So those are probably pretty old in my bag. So, and not that I'm watching Hulu, I don't really care that much, but anyway, that's going to happen for those of you that are Hulu fans. Tim Cook says Apple must do more to combat racism. Tim Cook's Black Lives Matter statement dominates the Apple.com homepage. Cook is saying that Apple's mission to create technology that empowers people to change the world for the better, but we must do more. He briefly touched on the works being done to help underserved school systems and the environment, and says that Apple is donating to organizations, including the Equal Justice Initiative, which challenged racial injustice and mass incarceration. So he doesn't commit to further donations or specific actions explicitly. However, the statement has been given significant prominence on the Apple's homepage. So if you want to check that out, you can go over to apple.com. Facebook is now letting everyone export media to Google Photos. And I would recommend that you do this. You know, if you have the Google Photos accounts on an annual basis, if you pay for it, it's not bad. You can still do mass upload to it. And they, if you don't pay for a premium account, they reduce the resolution of the pictures a little bit. But probably a great way to back your data up off Facebook. So as you're posting stuff that could put you in the community guidelines, timeout section, you're not going to lose your photos. So make sure that you export your media to Google Photos. At least you have a secondary place to back that stuff up. Criterion, C-R-I-T-E-R-I-O-N, is a streaming company, will stream notable titles by Black filmmakers for free. It's part of an effort to fight racism. So they're making available a number of titles, including Daughters of the Dust, the first feature film by a Black woman to be distributed in the theaters of the United States. Maya Angelou's Down in the Delta, Shirley Clarke's Portrait of Jason, Agnes Varda's Black Panthers, and Kathleen Collins' Losing Ground. IndieWire reports Criterion will share work by both early pioneers. And we are committed to examining the role we play in the idea. So basically they're also donating some cash to support organizations that are fighting racism. So, as I mentioned, Slack shares were down more than 15% as revenue growth remained steady despite pandemic. So, they didn't grow that much. It's because a lot of us are been on Slack for a while. Germany will require electric vehicle charging at every gas station. That's a beautiful thing. That really is. Can you imagine if they mandated that here in the United States? But it would be awesome because there is definitely a lack of charging stations throughout this country. We've got all these electric vehicles and most people can only find a place to charge them is at home. Or you wait around in some parking lot until somebody gets off a charger. We need a lot more electric charging stations in the United States. Samsung Hair target is the target of arrest warrant request for alleged accounting fraud. Now, this guy, again, he is in the news. J.Y. Lee, who has acted as the de facto head of Samsung, had previously been convicted of bribery, perjury, and embezzlement. And he's now got a request. There's a warrant for his arrest. And it's over the investigation back again to the controversial 2015 merger and alleged accounting fraud tied to a suspected succession bid at the electronics giant. Of course, his father died, or actually suffered a heart attack. And he took over, and he had faced up to 12 years in prison. It was reduced down to 7, and then some more court proceedings and probably lots of millions of dollars spent. He basically didn't go to jail. So now they're looking to put him in jail again. So, you know, I don't take this the wrong way, but a lot of business in Asia gets done by greasing fingers, greasing palms. I think that happens a lot in the United States as well. So when they want to go after someone, they just got to look at, you know, what kind of cash changed hands. So I'm not saying that's what happened, but, you know, that's pretty big in Asia. You can now watch more free TV on the Roku channel. The Roku channel now offers more than 100 channels for free. Wow, I wasn't aware. Which means cord cutters and other fans of free stuff now have more content to choose from. So in 2017, Roku launched the Roku channel. Again, it was a free ad-supported channel full of movies, and since then evolved into a hub. So what do they have for us? So they've got, as of the start of June 2020, the Roku channel boasts more than 100 channels in the United States. This thanks to an expansion of another 40 channels. Those include the Bob Russ channel, Vanity Fair, Wired, Exumo, Free Movies, Redbox Free Movies, and Reuters. The channel offering free content includes news, sports, kids, and lifestyle programming. There's also Spanish language channels, including AFV Español, America TV, Latido Music, Love Nature Español, Movie Mix by Pangola and Pangola Novelle Club, and a lot more, I guess. So definitely gonna have to check out the Roku channel, see what that lineup is and if there's anything there to actually watch. Hey, Google is facing a $5 billion lawsuit for invading privacy of users. Should this come as a surprise? Are people even surprised that Google has been invading their privacy? You may be surprised to learn that private mode doesn't actually mean private. Google is tracking your internet use. Reuters reported there's a proposed class action lawsuit against Alphabet that's seeking at least $5 billion. The lawsuit alleges that Google has been illegally invading the privacy of millions by tracking their internet use through browsers set in private mode. So Google calls their private mode incognito mode. And it would be reasonable to presume that a private mode would enable users to find information that they would not be comfortable having Google know about. For example, people might choose to look up intimate and potentially embarrassing things in incognito mode, believing that Apple would not track it. Oh, yes, they're tracking it. Did you know that? According to the complaint filed in federal court in San Jose, California, Google gathers data through Google Analytics, Google Ad Manager, and other applications and website plugins, including smartphone apps, regardless of whether a user clicks on Google-supported ads. Google spokesperson Jose Castaneda told Reuters, "As we clearly state, each time you open a new incognito tab, websites might be able to collect information about your browsing activity. As you may have guessed, Google intends to defend itself vigorously against the claims in the lawsuit." Yes, you're being tracked. Anytime you go to any website in any mode on your browser, they're tracking you. So if you're tracking for health issues, you're absolutely being tracked. And your IP is being tracked. You're not on a VPN. You knew that, right? Incognito mode and a VPN, it protects you a little bit more, but not at all guaranteed, folks. HBO Max will not eat up AT&T data plan. 18 wireless customers without unlimited plans can stream HBO Max without fear, but Netflix and Disney Plus will still eat up data. All right. But HBO Max will not. For how long is that going to last? Does it say? It doesn't say how it's sponsored data. It's probably not forever. But just be aware, at least for now, HBO Max is free on AT&T plans. Also, Apple's 2021 iPad Pros could have 5G. You would fully expect that to be the case. Also, you need to be on the lookout how to spot and avoid tech support refund scams. If you receive an email letting you know about charges for a service you've never used or offering a refund because the company is going out of business, you should be aware. Following up with these emails will very likely open you up to a scam. So this is something that says you're being refunded money. So usually if they're going to offer you $300, $400, $500, or $600 for a service you maybe didn't know you paid for, just buyer beware. All right. Okay, that's going to bring us to the end of the show today. Actually, got through pretty quick. Kirk said it was a light news day. Let me look here at the... Did I have any emails come in? I did not have nothing new, so I didn't piss you guys off too bad, or you unsubscribed from the last show. Who knows? But as always, don't forget here, we've got a sponsor, geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy, 15 years straight. We want to keep that going. We hope that you will continue to support GoDaddy. If you don't want to pick up a GoDaddy product or service, don't forget we got the Insider Program. And this is a great time. This is if you can afford it. A $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 donation a month is fantastic, or a one-time donation to the show. We've been picking up a number of new insiders coming in at $2 and $5 a month. I definitely preach that. If you're on a $2 plan and I've been delivering value to you, consider moving it up to $5. And if I've been pissing you off and you want to go from $5 to $2, that's great too. Hope that you'll consider an ongoing monthly donation to the show. Again, every penny goes back into paying the writers, and there's none of that that comes back to Todd. Well, Todd uses it to pay the writers, and it does get part of our income for, you know, paying Uncle Sam taxes if there's a profit or loss on the company. But it's, you know, doesn't go to anything directly into my pocket. It basically goes to pay, and the writers are putting up good content on the website. So anyway, that's it for the show today. And if you've got comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com is the place to go. I want to thank you for being here. Hopefully the news cycle will pick up a little bit. We still almost went an hour, even with my commentary. And what does that make me? That makes me 8:20 in the evening, which is pretty awesome to be able to get out of here and probably in the car heading towards the loft by maybe about 9 o'clock. We'll only have made for a, how many hour day for me today? 14 hour day on my birthday. Not too bad, right? All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Thank you for watching the show. We definitely appreciate all of you and all my buddies that checked in, Vernon, Kim, Greg, Toby, everyone that, you know, basically checked in. Thanks, Barbara, for checking in as well. And of course, I missed a few people here, but your support of the show is greatly appreciated. And we'll see everybody on a Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Stay safe with all the craziness going on in the world. We're having a protest here in my little town tomorrow from 12 to 5. So I will be prepared. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.